Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 94 for June 29th, 2006, Metabag. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick. We're inching ever closer to the end of the month, which means the end of the What the Heck Is It contest. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. And to our 100th episode, which will end next week. But before we start, get some episodes under our belt. Ladies and gentlemen, Dickie D. Hello, Dick.
Hey, how you doing, Leo?
Wow, can you believe it? Here we are, almost the end of June.
I know. I know.
Wow, it goes fast.
It is zapping along, and yes, the What the Heck Is It contest only has one more day.
One more day!
One more day. Win an autographed copy of Mad Magazine, the July issue, which is cars on the cover.
Oh, I love it.
And I have my public service takeoff on those public service ads the gas and oil companies are running to tell us how $30 billion a minute is not a lot of money.
Not when you think about it.
Not when you think that they have to embroider labels on those suits for the people at the service stations.
Exactly. Okay. that's a big job.
It's a big job, and someone has to pay for it. Today is a neat gadget, and it's called the Metabag. The Metabag. Since you're not here to do my translations, I will translate for myself. I am saying Medabag.
Oh, Medabag.
Yeah, see, even over the internet, I'm corrected. Yes, it's not like Metabag. I went to a party and I met a bag, and we've been dating ever since.
Yeah.
And she's
my wife. Yeah. No, jeez. No,
this is like medical bag.
Oh. This okay. is okay. So we're starting to see some trends here, and this is the yes. Dick is a little bit of a hypochondriac, I'm thinking.
And so, how did we get that?
Because maybe a readiness a fan. You're a fan.
Already,
of,
yes,
you're a
ready.
Fan of being ready for the worst to happen. That's not a hypochondriac.
I live in New York City.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
you're just sensible.
That. I'm sensible, exactly, yes. Exactly. But this is a good idea because this is like a first aid kit especially designed for families with kids. And what it is, it looks like a medical, like a doctor's bag, but it's in red plastic. And it has, when you open it up, it has little quick cards inside as to what to do for bee stings, what to do for knee scratches, and it has brightly colored stickers in it. It's what it is a way to sort of make first aid fun for a kid and have everything in one place. I don't really have down on my boat, I have a first aid kit because if you want to get a Coast Guard inspection sticker, you need a first aid kit in one place. But in my apartment, do you have a first aid kit all set to go?
Yeah, right. No, of
do
course
you?
Not. No.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I'm going to get online and order this Metabag as I did the Ready Kit.
Boy, you see, you were an easy sell. I should have PR people calling me and saying,
all the time,
I want to sell Leo this. I want to sell this to Leo. Can you do a...
No, I don't. I don't have a first aid kit. The thing is, we've had, after a while with the kids, whatever kit you had is decimated, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
So I need a new one, I guess. You know?
Yeah, this is a lady. Her name was Rochelle, NASSOS. And the kid got a bee sting, and she frantically started first to look in the parenting book as to what to do for bee stings, and then run around trying to find the thing she needed for the bee sting. And she came up with the idea of putting everything in one place. And it's under $30. So I think it's a good idea. And it has, color crayon bandages and gauze pads. And I'm wearing, as we talk, Lee, I am putting these on. and now, hang on, I'm putting in the eye wash. I don't need it. But
you're ready. So it's really for kids. It's not for adults. It's for people with a family.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you had an emergency, and this is the first thing you came across, I don't think if you put a kid's bandage on an adult, okay. You're going to get I don't think you're going to get arrested. or rush to the hospital and this man has a kid's bandage on a man's wound. Craziness is
insane.
What kind of medical malpractice?
A madman.
That's right. Yeah, so, well, in this day, you know, you say you could get sued by your neighbor. My son is 21 and
he's got
and
crayon bandages.
She put a kid's bandage on. The humiliation is worth at least $5 million.
But you get this is there's a lot of stuff in here that you really do need if you have kids. I mean, I'm looking at the list and you got to have all of this stuff on there.
So, yeah.
It's, $30 big. It's a worthwhile from firstaidkitsforkids.com. Firstaidkitsforkids.com.
Yeah, I think it's pretty nasty.
I think you're a very wise man. You don't have any kids around, though, do you?
No, I don't have any kids. But if, you know what, I'm one of those people that I save junk because
Because you have so much room in your apartment. Right? That's why, right?
Do you know what? I went to an anti-clutter class. No, I'm serious.
And flunked. Like a match game.
No, it does. It does. It does.
Dick went game, to an anti-clutter class, and they told him to throw out his blank.
Well, I learned something very important.
What's
that? The very first thing.
Yes.
Annie Gaines, the wife of the deceased William M. Gaines, we lamented about how we saved everything. And
yeah.
We read about this at the Learning Annex. And we went. And the first thing the lady said is the more vivid imagination a person has, the more clutter they will have, because they can think of a million reasons that this washer from a 1934 Amana refrigerator is going to be needed.
Right. That's our problem. We have too much imagination.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, I don't think you've ever been convicted of that.
Then I have no excuse for my clutter.
No. For some bizarre reason, I thought you were very organized.
Yeah, I know you do. I'm really kind of.
I have to come out. You see, you've only been to my. I've only laid bare my soul.
That's true. You've never seen my soul.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Well, it's not too bad. I mean, the office has to have some functionality, but I'm not the pack rat I think that you are. I don't have all these old gadgets, and now I'm regretting it. You see, you're getting a lot of mileage out of the fact that you never get rid of a gadget.
Yeah, I am.
And I'm
no income, but a lot of mileage. If they would give frequent flyer mileage for clutter, I could take you to the moon, we could go first class.
So what happened with this class? You took it but didn't learn anything, or
I took it, and for about 3 weeks. I started organizing stuff. And the one thing I came away from that I try to hold to this day, and it's very important, is don't put things down in an intermediate place, which I do all the time. You come in and you throw your coat on the desk or something. The thing is, put it in its final place for that particular time. And that's the only thing from a 6-hour class that I remember. And I have my notes somewhere, but I can't find them.
Okay. They're in the clutter somewhere. You know, you can swim upstream just so long, and pretty soon you just got to lie back and float on down.
I was seeing how you could get this into T-Mobile. just keep going.
No, there's no T-Mobile connection. It's just my life philosophy that you know.
You try
to fight and fight your natural tendencies, and at some point you just got to go, you know what? I am what I am, and that's all that I am. I mean, unless it's destructive or something, but a clutter, come on, you know.
Clutter is not clutter. Destructive.
The destructive thing is feeling bad about your clutter, right, unless you
trip. I do not feel bad about my clutter.
No, love your clutter.
I'm going to have that put on a needle point. I'm starting to knit it now.
A little motivational moment. Love your clutter. You know who else we love is T-Mobile, the folks who make this possible with their great support. The retail careers at T-Mobile are still looking for a few good men and women who would like to play with the latest gadgets, the best phones. I mean, I'm a T-Mobile customer because they have the best phones. And the nicest people. I've noticed that. And I think that's one of the reasons I'm really glad to have them on as a sponsor. These They have the best customer service reps. If you're interested in being one of those great people at the T-Mobile retail stores, visit T-Mobile.com/jobs. Great jobs available at all levels with great commissions and a real opportunity to move up as well. Retail careers at T-Mobile, T-Mobile.com/jobs. Find your calling at T-Mobile. And I found my clutter in Dick's Gadget Warehouse. And
absolutely, like where we're going back. Tomorrow.
We are, and we'll have something exciting there in the gadget.
We're going to have something fun, and I'm going to ask you from the name if you can guess what it is.
Oh,
that will be.
I always like that.
Tomorrow.
That's always a bit of fun. And don't forget, again, it's gizwizbiz.com for the What the Heck Is It contest. Last day to guess what
June
it is.
June 30th.
Any good guesses this month so far?
A lot of people did guess the gadget. Some people sort of, they said, I think it can do this. And, you know, we're real easy. We got a lot of winners. But it was, not 125 winners.
You know,
that's in the past.
You know what started to happen, which is really wonderful, is I'll meet people and they'll wave their Mad magazine that they got from you with your autograph on it. In fact, I signed one of them. They said, could you add your autograph to this? And I said, well, I've nothing to do with Mad, but
I sent out 9 million of them, so it's about time.
That's... All right, I'm looking at it. I'm not going to make any guesses because the last time I guessed it kind of ruined the game. So
yeah, right.
I don't know what that is. It
okay,
looks
that's
like,
what I want
you know,
to
it
hear.
Looks like from Halloween, like one of those really old candy corn items, you know, maybe like leftover from Halloween 1965.
I can't comment, but I'll comment on it in July.
Okay, you can tell us next week.
I can. Absolutely.
That would be fun. All right, we'll do that.
Okay.
And meanwhile, tune in tomorrow for a Gadget Warehouse visit with Dick.